It is 100%. It's 50% of her DNA.
Half her DNA. He's going to win, I'm telling you. This could take a while.
Okay, first of all,
do we have our terms correct? We agree?
Actually, no. So first of all, I'd like to refine our terms.
Got
I have two points to bring up after that, though. So you define murder as like intentionally like killing a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very poor way to define murder, because if someone were to like break into my home and point a gun at the heads of me and everybody I love, and I intentionally kill them to prevent them from unaliving, from killing my family, I don't think I murdered them, right? So I would define murder as the unjustified termination of a human life.
You're making a good point. Let me further clarify that. So self-defense is very warranted.
Exactly, right?
But I can see where you're going to go with how that has to go with abortion, but we can go down that journey in a second.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I kind of do want to give you my argument insofar as why I'm pro-choice, why I think it's justified.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I think that, you know, your position is quite absurd, right? Because you're saying that it is murder to kill a human being, right, at any point in development, especially when it's in the mother's womb. My question to you would be, well, does this make women with IUDs murderers? Because it is the case that in some scenarios, an IUD will allow for conception to occur, meaning there's a unique human life there, but it will prevent its implantation, intentionally killing it.
Well, no, preventing implantation is not necessarily the same thing as terminating a fertilized egg. For example, if you take Plan B, it's not the same thing. Preventing the production of progesterone is not the same thing as terminating a being that has been fertilized. You do not know for a fact that the egg has been fertilized. You do not know that when you have an IUD.
Okay, yeah, so preventing a fertilization or implantation to the uterine lining is killing a conceived zygote. So what happens, a sperm goes into the egg, right? The egg becomes fertilized, it's a conceived zygote. In some cases, it will prevent the implantation of the conceived zygote, killing the conceived zygote.
In some cases, correct.
So what do you say, in some cases, women with IUDs are murderers?
Of course not, they're not murders. We do not know for a case. That's like saying that.
So what's the difference between an IUD killing a conceived zygote and like a mother going to Planned Parenthood and killing the fetus in her womb?
Well, so you're asking two separate things. If they knew for certain, to be more clear, that I have a fertilized egg and I'm going to take a drug to prevent that fertilized egg from attaching to their uterine wall, then yes, that is an act of killing or murder, of course.
Okay, so do you think all murderers should go to jail?
Do I think all murderers should go to jail? I mean, on third degree murder. However, no, I don't think women that got abortions or had IUDs should go to jail, because I think that they have been deceived by mass culture and mass propaganda. Secondly, the people who should go to jail are the abortionists, who are the ones that have been putting the abortion pill, the ones that have been doing procedures, the ones that have been going into the third trimester and breaking babies' backs and inserting them with syringes while the babies are crying and suffocating, being born alive, and then being dead on the operating table.
Okay.
That is who should go to jail.
Oh.
That was actually the best point somebody made.
We'll have to-